It's amazing how important snowpack information is to the entire community. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. A trip to Moores Creek Summit with Ron Abramovich, a hydrologist with the USDA, reveals some good news about this year's snowpack, even though it's only about 75% of normal.
It's been cold up here, so all this moisture that's fallen has fallen to snow, and it's still here. That's why we're measuring densities about a 25% density, which is good. So the snow's not melting like we've lost some in the past years.
After all, it is early, and more snow will come. And Abramovich will do 4 more surveys, which will provide critical information useful to every Idaho citizen.
What we do is measure and monitor the amount of snow in the mounds so that when it melts, we have an idea how much water is going to be available for the farmers. So they're making decisions now on what to plant this coming year based on the reservoir carryover storage and the amount of snow we have in the mounds. If they know they're not going to get a full water right, then they may plant less or fewer acres. And so we'll keep coming up here till the pack reaches its peak in early April to give them a full idea what the water supply looks like. So we have a number of people watching this data, including bank loan officers, the agricultural community, recreation, winter and summer, and the hydropower companies too. So how much snow falls in the mountains this winter determines our power prices come summer.
So many reasons to, as they say on so many bumper stickers, pray for snow. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.